Welcome to Package, the official podcast of the Liquor Stores Association of Western Australia. Your host today, Peter Kapsanis.
Yes, great to have your company. Welcome to Packaged, Australia's best podcast on all things liquor. Well, last month we hosted our annual Liquor Industry Awards. In fact, it was our 28th annual Liquor Industry Awards at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Perth. If you're yet to see the highlights, go to our website or check out our social pages. It's all up there for you to see and check out our winners as well. Speaking of winners, you'll find not only the best country liquor store, but the best liquor store in WA overall. That's right, Dunsborough Cellars not only took out the gong for Best Country Store, but the award for Best Store in WA. And I'm delighted to say store owner Jeff Davies joins me on the line now. Jeff, we got there. Congratulations on the win. You and the team must be beaming with pride.
We are, Peter. Thank you, mate. Thanks for the intro. No, we were thrilled. A bit surprised and shocked. We were about to get the Country Store one. But yeah, to take out the whole award was, really pleasing. It's not often that you stop and take stock of what you've done and look back at it. You sort of head down, bum up in this game. And it was just nice to be recognised by our peers and, really delighted in the whole night. We've been coming for a number of years and we really enjoyed the evening. And yeah, to have that two awards was just cream on the cake.
Yeah. The best liquor store in the state. I guess it makes sense with all that wine country around you, right?
Yeah, we're very lucky, Peter. We've Margaret River's vastly becoming very well known on the world stage, both for its wine and for its tourism offering. Every year, increasingly, you'll see a number of local producers pop up and winning big awards. So yeah, it's lovely just to showcase that region and the produce that's on offer.
Look, it's been a relatively, if I can say, a short journey in the bigger scheme of things. Yep. You only started in 2014, Jeff. So what took you to Dunsborough, or were you already in the southwest?
I was. I was working for Diageo at the time. I was a rep in the region. I started off back in 2002 with them and was lucky enough to be posted to the southwest. I grew up in the southwest, so I always wanted to try and get back here. The journey kind of started like a lot of deals get done in liquor with a handshake over a pallet of beer with Rob Zatilla. So, I was really lucky to pair up with Rob. We sort of saw an opportunity in Dunsborough at the time with Zins closing down. So Zins is a great liquor store down here, really servicing our community. But as these things happen, they sort of sold out to Coles, and that left a big gap in the market. We only had a Coles and a Woolworths in town, and we sort of saw an opportunity there, but also just trying to showcase our region. We just thought with tourists coming down here with just the BWS and the Liquorland on offer, we thought we could do better. So, we threw our hat into the ring in 2014. We got the license, and it's just grown from there, really. We ended up getting a Sunday trading license further down the track, and just recently we acquired a 400 square metre license, and that kind of tied in with the renovation that we were doing down here. So that's the sort of the journey that it's taken, really.
It sounds like the need for an independent store was more than valid, given the fact that you had a gap to fill by the sounds of it.
It really was. We've sort of got a unique market down here in that there was only those two chains in the town, sort of how it played out. So it's sort of unique in a lot of ways. I don't think there'd be very many towns in WA regionally that would have just, the chains as their competition. In some ways it's pretty tough, but in other ways, we've got an advantage there in showcasing a lot of the local produce that we have, both in spirits, wine, and in beer. So, I think it's quite a unique opportunity that arose that we grabbed with both hands and were lucky enough to secure the license.
Would you say that you're an extension to the cellar door for many boutique wineries down that way?
We are, yeah. There's a lot of smaller independent wineries that sort of lost that route to market once things have disappeared. And we really pride ourselves in providing that. It's a valuable industry, and a lot of these smaller guys really need those opportunities to showcase their wine. We've also put in an enomatic, which is a wine dispensing unit. And that also provides a really great opportunity for those smaller producers to put their wines in there so that not only tourists but locals alike can try those wines before they buy.
Right.
And it gives them an opportunity to give, because they don't have a cellar door, it gives people an opportunity to try those wines. It's worked really well.
Well, you're the epitome of try before you buy then, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's like the old CD shop. You go and listen to the album before you buy it. It's really worked out well. It also pushes people into categories of wine that they normally, you know, would feel uncomfortable trying. So it's worked really well for us.
That dispenser unit that you speak of, do many other stores have it around the state that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of, no. I'm sure there's a few others, but I think the Spud Shed's got them and a couple of others that I've seen, but not so much in terms of liquor stores down this way anyway.
Yeah, okay. So, look, you've got that background in sales with Diageo for those years, and now you're obviously at the other end. I'm assuming your sales rep career gave you significant insight and experience into what the customer wanted once they walked into the store.
It did, yeah. It's an interesting perspective. You've sort of got one element to it, and that's the relationship with the store owner, but you do have that perspective from a customer's point of view as well. But it's a totally different ballgame once you get on the other side of that counter, I can tell you, and I'm very fortunate, like I said, to pair up with Rob Zatilla, who's had over 20 years experience in the industry. And we certainly wouldn't have got out of the blocks as well as we did if we hadn't have had that experience. I certainly wasn't over it. You know, the back of house retail environment, I was certainly well aware of what the sort of the front of house looked like, but like in this game, you need to have your back of house well and truly in order. And Rob had those processes and plans in place and his experience to sort of show me how things worked on the other side of the counter.
And Rob Zatilla, we should mention, no stranger to be award-winning stores. I think he won the Best Country Store back in 2021 at the LSA Awards. So Cape Cellars. So yeah, you're in good company. Good to have a partner like Rob.
Yeah, it was good pedigree to be in.
So, what's it like to be part of this industry, Jeff? You know, obviously, why for you is it special?
It's a unique industry in a lot of ways. I found it's relationship based. Even going back to when I started at Diageo, you know, there's a lot of old school about the industry still. There's, you know, you're only as good as you were. There's a lot of that kind of old school relationship building that goes on, that trust element that comes into it. You know, there's those, and then from a retailer perspective, you've got to build those relationships again with your producers, with your wholesalers, with your reps. So it's a very unique industry. It's a challenging industry. It's, you know, it's fast moving consumable goods. So there's always something new popping up. You know, you've got to be on that sort of forefront of seeing what's coming through. It's always changing and interesting. It's a very unique industry.
How's the landscape changed before and now after COVID, Jeff?
It's interesting. COVID obviously had its challenges, but it also, you couldn't go out. The on-premise sector shut down. People couldn't travel overseas. So it kind of, in terms of that disposable income, I suppose we saw a lot more of that and the habits of consumers changing. There was a lot of at-home socialising and drinking. So that was interesting and quite challenging. Now you're sort of starting to see interstate travellers and international travellers coming back into that market. So that's been great. Just certainly that disposable income was a big challenge. And we certainly saw that coming through.
What about okay, so... disposable income and people's choice in transactions and purchases, but what about now? Are you sort of more reliant on the tourist as opposed to the resident now that the whole pandemic is etched in a moment of time?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we still have a great parochial local base that we rely on, but the tourist element, yeah, has certainly come back in force. But yeah, it just means that we've sort of not so much changed up how we've done things, but it has changed sort of the products and offerings that are available at the moment.
So why do you think you won? It's a simple question. What is there a simple answer?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I think I'd like to think we're doing a good job down here. Yeah, I'd like to think we present the shop well. I think we like to present our region well. I think our offering to our consumers and our local consumers is good. We always try and satisfy that need of what people were after. Our service, we've always tried to pride ourselves on service. It sounds cliche, but it's one of the most important factors and it differentiates us from our competition. I like to think the reps we do see down here, we've built great relationships with. It's great when a lot of those reps hang around for a while and you're able to develop those relationships with them. We've sort of got a bit of a name for ourselves now and we're seeing more reps down in this region. But yeah, it's sort of just come down to putting our best foot forward, I guess. Yeah, and presenting the shop as best we can. Someone once told me retail's detail. So we're trying to always present and the front of the shop as best we can. So I guess I put it down to that.
Retail details, I like that, and coupled with the good old-fashioned, good customer service. Tell me, before we wrap things up, Jeff, summer's around the corner, if not already here. What are people going to be drinking in your neck of the woods when they're coming past Dunsborough Cellars and they want to grab a bit of packaged liquor, takeaway liquor for their home or their holiday destination, holiday accommodation, I should say? What's on offer leading into Christmas and beyond?
The local stuff, Pete. It's the local stuff. Yeah, we pride ourselves on the local stuff, and obviously with tourists coming down, they do want to try the local gear, whether it's beer, wine, or spirits. The locals love it, especially the beer because it's a lot fresher. But we went back to in the start. Mugga River's got some amazing quality wines. Certainly value for money wines, drink now wines. And a lot of people know it's good. So, yeah, the local stuff is the stuff that sort of flies off the shelf, and that's the stuff that we tried to promote first and foremost. And, the locals and tourists alike love it.
Now, just before last questions, you made the comment that, you've had more PR and more coverage than Nick Cage, who's filming a Hollywood movie down in your neck of the woods. What has he popped into your store to taste some of the local produce?
No, not yet. He did pop into a local store on the way down, but we've put the call out. We're using all of our channels and all of our friends to try and get him in here. But as yet, he must be getting liquor delivered somehow. But no, he hasn't popped in yet. No one's really seen him.
Okay. All right. Well, look, if he does come in, I'm sure you'll try and get that selfie. It'll be a good promotional tool for you,
we'll
no doubt.
There.
All right. Well, look, Jeff, thanks for jumping on the mic today. And once again, congratulations on winning not only the best country liquor store of the year, but the best store overall for WA. That's Dunsborough Cellars in the heart of Dunsborough. Jeff Davies partnering up with Rob Zatila, who's no stranger to the LSA as well. Jeff, thanks for your time, thanks for the insights, and thanks for the chat. And once again, congratulations to you and your team.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Peter. Thanks for the interest.